Scott Baird, Deputy Director of the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, told members of the House Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee on Tuesday that while DEQ didn't support or oppose House Bill 220, radioactive waste amendments, the agency wanted to highlight the fundamental change in policy it represented.
As a State Department, though, we do want to clarify the, and make sure it's understood the policy shift that is happening here. As was addressed earlier, currently Class A waste is considered okay. Class B and C wastes are prohibited based on a table that was referenced earlier.
The table Baird is talking about is the waste classification system used by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which describes waste streams by radiation levels.
What this legislation does is gives the opportunity to not decide if it's okay or not based on the table, but instead, as was pointed out, it's based on a site-specific assessment based on the science, the specific waste, and the specific site. So again, as was addressed earlier, rather than just a broad, the table says it's okay or not okay, this is saying we're gonna look at the specific waste and the specific site. So just wanna clarify that is a shift in policy, whereas we have had the table states A is okay and B and C are not. Now we're moving to a let's look at a specific site and a specific waste stream and assess on those criteria.
Earlier during Tuesday's meeting, Casey Hill, a lobbyist for the radioactive waste disposal company Energy Solutions, described that waste classification system as antiquated and said that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission was encouraging states to move to a system where decisions about the kinds of nuclear waste allowed at a given facility were made on a case-by-case basis. HB 220, from Richfield Republican Representative Carl Albrecht, would effectively give the director of the Division of Waste Management and Radiation Control within the Utah Department of Environmental Quality discretion to approve the disposal, meaning permanent storage, of waste that will become more radioactive than is currently allowed under Utah law. Depleted uranium, for example, starts as a Class A waste but becomes more radioactive with time. At Tuesday's meeting, Tooele County Commissioner Sean Milne spoke in favor of the bill.
In Tooele County, we're good at a few things: sand and gravel extraction, mineral extraction from the Great Salt Lake, like the presentation we saw a couple of agenda items ago, and disposing safely of a lot of, you know, byproducts of our civilization. And Energy Solutions does a very fine job of several of those.
Jessica Reimer with the Healthy Environmental Alliance of Utah, or HEAL Utah, was among those who spoke in opposition to HB 220.
It effectively reverses the ban on Class B and C radioactive waste that the Utah State Legislature passed in 2005. Classification of radioactive waste is not arbitrary. It's based on specific standards set by the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, based on the safety and exposure levels. This is a clear policy decision that has been set by the legislature that would become muddied by placing sole discretion into the hands of the director of the Division of Waste Management and Radiation Control, a political appointee.
In the end, Representative Albrecht's bill passed the committee on a 12-1 vote, with Salt Lake Representative Joel Briscoe, one of two Democrats on the committee, offering the lone dissenting vote. Representative Susan Duckworth, the committee's other Democrat, said she saw the proposal as good for residents in her district who work in the waste disposal industry. HB 220 will next be heard on the House floor. With KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.